And 304 reps to my actual max, and you know, just being able to do that, I mean, it was amazing. And hearing the crowd and had the juices flowing, I mean, I felt it. I should have had them slap my back before I went, but I probably, no, I don't need all that. But that was, it felt good to do that many reps. I didn't know I had it in me, but it came out today. That was my, I got to that my freshman year of UCF. I remember we went to go, you know, get it, fit it for me, and I remember after I started lifting weights, I remember I was just, I can barely bench the bar. I mean, I'm shaking all over the place. I mean, the bar falling, I'm like, man, I can't lift 45 pounds, but it just goes to show how much work I put in to get to this point. From shaking the bar, I remember I did my first pull-up. My mom seen me do my first pull-up my freshman year. She's an emotional person, so she started crying a little bit. I'm happy, but she cried and walked out. I was like, you know, you got to let her be sometimes. She does that. But, I mean, it's amazing to see how far I came from not being able to bench the bar to throwing up 20 reps on 225 and be able to compete with the best here. Oh, no idea. I had no idea I was going to be here to be able to do something like that. I mean, literally, I ain't trust nobody else but my brother behind me. And in reality, I felt like a bodybuilder when my brother was holding the book. And I'm pretty sure he probably was taking weight off, but he was lifting it up for me. I literally felt like a bodybuilder. Every time I had my tank top on, I was walking out, flexing my back. You know, I was only like 169 then, but, you know, I felt like I was 300. But, you know, being here and having a new spotter, you know, it wasn't my brother this time. And being able to throw them reps, and he's hyping me up. Everybody in the stands hyping me up. I got the guys I'm here with hyping me up. I mean, it felt amazing. I mean, I felt good. I was hyped. I was ready to go. I was ready to attack, and that's what I did. The most I ever benched, 395. And 225? Oh, that was the most. That was the most by far. Like I said, when I got to training, I did 11. Today, I did 20. So, you know, I'm going to write that in the personal record books. I mean, it was going up, you know, each and every day. You know, when you got to wake up at 4 in the morning, you don't really feel the juices flowing right when you wake up. But, you know, as the time went on, I was feeling it. I'm feeling it. Once I got here, I mean, I shot through the roof. I mean, I don't know what was going on. I was like, man, I just feel like I could just start curling 225 right now. And I'm pretty sure to come tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be adrenaline going crazy. I mean, I'm excited about tomorrow. If I feel this good right now just doing the bench press, I can't wait to see how I am tomorrow. I mean, just what it says. I mean, it's going to have so many people going to have doubt in, on things of what I can do. And, you know, obviously it started at the bench press. And some people think I can do 3. Some people think I can do 5. Some people didn't think I can do the bench press. And I went and did the bench press and competed with everybody else and did 20. I mean, that's just one step closer to everything I need to be able to accomplish. And, you know, it's going to be, like I said, a lot more doubters saying what I can't do. And, you know, I think I'm ready to prove them wrong. Yeah, I plan on doing the linebacker and DB drills. We're going to see how it goes tomorrow and how I'm feeling after the linebacker drills, see if I can be able to take a break and come back and do DB drills, or I'll do DB drills at Pro Day. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get it in, though. It helped me out a lot. I mean, I remember that senior bro, I played D-line, linebacker, and safety. I mean, I won't do it at combine. I don't think my body can be ready to do, you know, D-line, linebacker, and DB drills. But, you know, at least I can get 2 out of 3. Oh, definitely. I mean, I came here, and I remember my brother told me last year, you know, what you put in and what you get out of it. And one thing I can say, I'm not going to look back and say I didn't put in enough. You know, I'm putting everything I got into it. You know, I started off good, and now I'm trying to finish strong. Yeah, so how it works is once I got it fitted, it's like a button that I press. It's like a suction cup. I press the button, put it on, and it locks right on my hand. And then I have a clip that I have where I put it on a bar, lock it down, clip it. It's not going nowhere after that. Oh, no, I did more than him in the bench press. So that's one down. You know, I got a few more to go. We'll see how it goes come tomorrow. I think he did like 3, something like that. I mean, it's definitely a confidence builder. I mean, when I came out there, I'm seeing everybody do reps. I'm like, man, hey, some people getting tired of 18. I did 11 before. you know, I'm ready. I'm not worried about it. I'm good. Once I got under, I was like, man, this thing feel like 135. Let's go. And I just started just cranking them out, and it just felt good because that's how it's gonna be in everything I do. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get the feel for everything, and it's like with me getting ready for the 40. Once I put that hand down and get my one good look of, you know, how the 40 looks, it's time to take off from there. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, after weigh-in, I talked to a few teams, and they didn't think I was going to be able to gain weight. I weighed in at 227, so they know I have the ability to gain weight. And it started getting a better feel about, you know, me being like a wheel linebacker, sandbacker in a stack, or if I have to gain just a few more pounds for me to be, you know, in a 3-4, and I can be that guy who can be on the line of scrimmage or be a guy who just move around. I mean, I had some coaches tell me I move like a DB. Or like, I played DB most of my life, so, you know, I still got the feet for it. And that's why I was able to, you know, be at the senior bowl and kind of move and progress in each and every position, because I wanted them to know that I don't have to be the guy who just, you know, rush the quarterback. If you need somebody who can cover, and not just tight ends, I can cover slots too. You know, you can watch some film, I got a few interceptions to get some slots. So, I mean, I want to be able to show NFL teams that whatever you need help at, I can play it. You want me to play kicker or punter, all I do is get a good stretch in and warm my foot up, I think I can kick the ball too. I think one question was something about a cat and a lion. How does a cat and a lion, not a cat, a dog and a lion relate? I said roar. that's all I had. I had no idea. I was confused. I said, I guess they both roar or bark. However you want to put it, I think it's the same thing to me. I'm enjoying it. I mean, every time I do interviews or anything I do, you know, I got to make sure I'm enjoying it because, you know, it's so many people who would love to be here, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to be here. So I'm not going to take it for granted that one time. I'm not going to complain about being here or how long it takes. I mean, if you want me in the hospital for 40 hours, I'll be there. If you want me doing anything for 10 hours, look, I'm there, and I'm going to keep a smile on my face the entire time because, you know, once the combine over with, just know I don't think I'm going to get another invite to the combine once I'm done here. So I'm enjoying every single moment while I'm here. I mean, greatest purpose is answering all the questions that's been asked about me. You know, you got so many people, just like the bench press, will you be able to do it? Can you do it? I answer that question, check that off. It's time for me to see if I can run fast. People say, can you run fast? Your brother's fast. Are you fast? Well, I'm going to show you tomorrow, see if I can check that box off too. And that's this whole thing of being able to check every single box off about people will say what I can't do and what I can't accomplish, and I'm willing to do that here. And that's why I'm glad I had the opportunity to be here, because I'm definitely going to show everybody. Oh, definitely. I mean, I always hold myself to a higher standard than a lot of people, just because, you know, if we're doing drills, if I drop a ball, they're going to be like, well, he dropped the ball because he has one hand. But anybody else dropped the ball, they're going to be like, well, maybe it was a bad ball. Maybe he's just not that guy who can catch the ball as well. There's always going to be more questions. Everything that I do, I got to hold myself to a higher standard, because it's just that important to everybody, because it's going to raise questions. If I keep dropping the ball, it's because he has one hand, not because of anything else. I mean, that started at me at a young age. I didn't have to wait until I was in high school or college for me to have tough skin about, you know, questions that was being asked about me, because that started when I was first started playing football. So I was able to learn from there, and as I got older, I got better at handling different situations and things that was said about me. And the only thing I do since then, I've been proven wrong, and it's not going to stop. I know each and every level, I'm about to prove each and everybody wrong, and I ain't never had a problem doing it. I'm just going to make sure I can remain doing the same thing I've been doing. Oh no. Nah, I'm not amazed at all. I know what I can do, and that's one thing I do is go out there and make sure I do it. I mean, like I said, and the thing is, and the reason why I'm so excited to be able to prove so many people wrong, because, you know, a lot of people see somebody who has one hand and not two, and they think it's different. They think it doesn't make sense, and you're like, oh well, he has one hand, how can he play football? Well, what if I said you have two hands, how can you play football? You know, at the end of the day, you got to show me what you can do, but I'm never going to set limitations on what you can do if you have two hands or 30 hands. you show me what you can do, and then we go from there. Same thing for me. I'm here to be able to prove everybody wrong. Like, don't set limitations for me, because when I wake up in the morning and I brush my teeth and I look at myself in the mirror, it's only me if I see the mirror. I'm not going to see nobody else say, you're not going to be able to have a good day today. And that's how I live day by day. When I wake up in the mirror and I see myself, it's up to me for me to accomplish everything I want out of life. I don't think I got to say too much. I mean, I'm telling you, look at the stats, look at the records, and then it'll tell itself. I mean, listen, it's so easy to say our record. It flows so easily, 13-0. I mean, you got to put 12-1 or something like that. It just takes more out of you. I mean, literally, when I got to put a different number, like 1 or 2, I'm like, I get tired. When I say 13-0, it just flows. I'm like, man, look, man, I'm good to go. I can say that all day. I mean, my best aspect is relentless effort. I mean, if I'm on the left side, I can make plays on the right side because I'm running that fast. I'm winning to do whatever it takes for me to be a factor in each and every play. And me being able to do that is only going to allow my team, like, you know what, you see how this guy running? Let's get everybody running like that. And it's only going to set an example for everybody else. And, I mean, you see us play, everybody run to the ball, not just safeties or linebackers, but you see the big guys running too. And that's what Will was able to bring to that season that year, and allowed us to be great. I mean, well, my brother, he handled it very well with getting a phone call. You know, he wanted to act like all cool and stuff. Like, you know, he called me. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't answer the phone and be like, yeah, all right, coach, I got you. Yeah, I can do that for you. I might start crying. I might drop the phone. I have to give it to my mom. She's going to have to answer all the questions for me. That's how I'm feeling. I'm going to have to do it. It's no way I'm not going to be able to even speak to receive a phone call. I don't know how I'm going to be able to talk. I might give it to my brother. We sound alike. So anyway, so I'm going to give it to him. Like, I'm going to be on the floor crying and stuff. My mom will have to pick me up. I just let my brother do the talking. Well, I'm not going to say this person plays like I play, because I want to play like him, Ray Lewis. I mean, from not only just being relentless effort and not being able to grab his team and have his team pull with him, I mean, inspiration. Like, it's amazing, because what he does helps out everybody. I mean, he was helping me out, and I didn't even know him like that. I see him a few times. I remember his son used to run track, and I used to see him walking around, and I was like, you know, I want to be like that one day. And obviously, he don't play like me. I want to play like him, so or even better. And me being able to do this now, and me being able to, you know, have an impact on those outside looking in. I mean, I think I'm getting close to, you know, being able to do things like he did.
I just want to make sure. So in your preparation for the bench today,
the most
reps you
had in practice was? 11. And you understand besides right now the field of college, but today, how much you inspired kids today? I mean, I hope I inspired a lot. Like, I always tell everybody, if I can inspire one, they can inspire one more, and I can inspire 1,000 later. So if I keep doing what I'm doing now, I think I can, you know, change a lot of minds about other people and be able to inspire more kids every day I go.
What do you recall about your experience playing for the U.S. national team?
I mean, that was an amazing experience. I mean, I was happy to be there too, being in Texas, being able to play against the world, and, you know, having that experience and being that guy who can get a one-hand pick and making on ESPN top 10 plays. I mean, I never knew I was going to make it there either. I mean, being able to go back to your hotel room and see your play on ESPN top 10 plays, I mean, that was amazing. And that whole experience, I mean, I have to thank, you know, USA about, you know, inviting me there and me having an opportunity to play with my brother. I mean, it was an amazing experience. And we was able to, you know, have our swag with our socks and stuff. Usually coaches don't do that, but we had our own little swag. We cut them up. And, I mean, experience like that, I mean, that's what you live for. And I was happy to be there. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, I've been feeling that all week since I've been here. And that's kind of cool when you got guys who's at that top level. I mean, the best of the best. And they be able to come talk to you about, you know, motivating them and inspiring them. I mean, I feel good hearing them from them. I mean, it motivates me to do more and you know, keep pushing. When I know you got guys like, you got guys all over the place who just the top in the country, be able to come tell you the things that you're doing and being proud of me. I mean, that was amazing. That was an amazing feeling. And, you know, having guys like that, I mean, it makes you enjoy this that much more.